Hi, everyone. Welcome to the podcast for Jay and Dave.
What a big year it's been, hey?
It's been a massive year. It's been good, though.
Big thanks to everybody who has supported us this year as well. Not our bosses, but everybody else who supported us. It's been actually a huge year of change for us here at Triple M, but it's certainly been something that's really worthwhile for us.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. We've been up and down from Townsville to Mackay on the Whit Sundays. We were lucky enough to have a few NRL matches and be part of that as well.
2022 is going to be just as big. I can feel it now.
You know what else is big? Well, it's not
this
podcast.
We always got to find out what's... God. In Dave's bag of did you know?
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Sometimes they're a hit, sometimes they're a miss.
Well, I think every single one of these will be a hit today. Let's start with the local one. Did you realise at one stage Yungala National Park was the largest national park in Queensland? It actually came from a video promoting Mackay I saw recently on the Facebook page, Have You Seen the Old Mackay? Have a listen to this.
50 miles west of Mackay is Yungala National Park, the largest national park in Queensland. Yungala is an Aboriginal name meaning mountains of the mists. Here, palms, tree ferns, and orchids grow in wild tropical profusion.
I think that whip bird is still actually there at Yungala. Like, every time I go there, I hear that one every single time.
What is that bird?
It's a whip bird, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
A whip bird.
Or it could be the spotted tit. I don't know.
Listen to this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I don't know about birds. I don't know. What else you got?
I got a couple for Christmas time.
Okay, here we go.
The tiny eight reindeers had lots of different names. Rudolph was almost called Rollo or Reginald, believe it or not.
Reginald, the red. No, it doesn't have the same ring.
No, it doesn't. No. The others as well, they were called Flossy, Glossy, Racer, Pacer, Scratcher, Feckless, Ready, Steady, and Fireball.
When you said Ready, Steady, I was waiting for the next one to be called Cork.
Ready, Steady, Cork. Did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
Makes sense. What else you got?
Well, this is the last one. Mistletoe. You know how you're supposed to kiss under the mistletoe?
Yeah.
Well, the Germanic word, and this is where mistletoe comes from, German. It literally means dung on a twig. How romantic is that?
Dung on a twig.
On a twig. That's what mistletoe translates to in German.
So you're kissing under a piece of poo on a stick.
I know.
If only more people knew
Listen
that.
To this.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
That's cool.
I want to know what you're Googling to find this stuff.
You don't want to know, and neither do the engineers here at Triple M.
Now, how do you honestly find this stuff?
Well, I asked. I just typed in fun facts about Christmas.
I'm sorry, poo on a stick is not fun. It's not fun. That's just dirty.
But did you know?
Guess what?
I didn't know that.
All right.
That's cool.
I can teach you.
We'll be back in 2022. God willing. That is
Jay and Dave in the morning.
Annual leave. I can't wait. Christmas is, we're in the spirit of Christmas now.
Well, some of us more than others. Look at you. I cannot take you seriously today at all.
Why?
You're wearing a Christmas tree suit.
Yeah, I told you during the week I was going to wear it on Thursday, but then we decided, no, Thursday is theatrical Thursday. I'll wear it today instead, Friday. Yeah,
just to give everyone some sort of idea on what he's got. It's all puffy and everything.
I look like Gumby that's fallen into glitter.
That's the best way to explain it, actually.
Yeah.
You've got this massive star on the top of your head, which is sort of wonky.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's tinsel or just frills. It's like a frilly
tinsel.
Thing.
This is tinsel.
Okay, and you've got these dots all over the place to make it out like you've got baubles.
Yeah. A big thanks to Mackay Christian College, by the way, who loaned me this costume. I didn't make it myself.
Really? I'm surprised.
Me too. We're having a photo taken with Santa Claus today.
Looking like that?
Well, I was going to wear it. Why not?
It looks like Christmas is thrown up.
Don't rubbish the outfit. Should I not have the photo taken with Santa Claus dressed like this?
I don't think so.
Why? He's such a bar humbug. I thought you were into the spirit of it. I was at Mariah Carey ready to go and everything.
Hang on a second. I am into the spirit, but not that much. That's just, that's out there. That's exactly like wearing one of those crappy Christmas jumpers they do in the States.
No, this is 10 times better. This is 10 times better than that. I'm wearing it with pride today. Yeah, I don't care what anyone says.
How do you go to the bathroom? Do you
have very to difficultly. This Christmas tree is sticking out branches from everywhere. I've got to pull my branch up to stick the branch out.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
A big thanks to, again, Selena, John and the team at ProChem in Paget jumping on board with our Triple M Toy Drive appeal. Went shopping yesterday.
Yeah.
$9,000 worth of computer games for kids around Mackay with Sundays for...
Yeah.
Triple M Toy Drive appeal.
How good is that? You can spend a mozza in there at EB Games in Caylands.
I was so surprised to see the amount. Like, I don't go in there often. I'm married to somebody who loves computer games too, by the way. But I thought that was just an isolated case. But when we were there yesterday.
No.
It was mainly adults going in there playing computer games.
Well, yeah. I mean, even Selena still plays them to this day.
From ProChem?
That's right, yeah.
Selena.
Yeah, we were having a good old chat. You were chatting away to John. From ProChem, and we had a good old chat, and she was playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which I've played in the past as well. What?
I left, like, the odd occasion I'll play the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
But I'm talking once a year, maybe.
Real? Oh, geez, I've finally got the new house, set up the PlayStation 4. I've been playing Ghost Recon every single day for at least half an hour. Each and every day.
Half an hour is nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Jamie plays, I've got a raid on tonight, and I have no idea what that is, but I'm sure it's going to be fun. I don't know what the hell this is. Like, what?
It's pure escapism. That's what it is. And we all grew up on video games, like going back to the old Pac-Man.
In 1980s.
Yeah. They were always fun, and they still are.
133353. Confess to us, are you or somebody you know an adult who still plays computer games?
Why confess? Say it proudly. I know Jamie. Jamie likes, what does he like?
Is it Halo? No, it's, what's the other one?
Halo's a big one, yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's the other one that's people are playing at the moment.
Oh, well, look.
I fall asleep half the time. Oh. It's like, sounds exciting.
We all
Donkey
have to have
Kong
a hobby.
Donkey Kong is the only one I played in
My
the 1990s.
God, are you serious?
Yes.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Do you realise you can actually get on your phone the video game Crash Bandicoot now?
Oh, yeah. Crash I was pretty good at too. But
really?
Again, play that in the 90s.
Play it again, Sam. Play it again.
133353. Are you an adult who plays computer games? Get on the air with us. You've got a present instantly thanks to Harvey Norman Electrical in Cannonvale for our 12 days of Giftmas.
You should get back into it again, mate. It's a lot cheaper.
Too much stuff to do.
Like what?
I don't know, but not playing computer games.
Do you realise you can actually get the Ashes video game as well and play that?
I remember Test Match. Like
the board game.
Yeah, as a kid.
Yeah.
Just leave that as a board game.
As a matter of fact, I think there's a video game of that board game as well.
We were at EB Games yesterday at Caneland Central. We were doing some shopping for our Toy Drive appeal.
Yeah.
And the amount of people, so obviously computer games, the amount of people who came in, there was quite a few. But majority adults.
Oh, yeah.
And I spoke to a couple thinking, oh, you're in here buying computer games for the kids for Christmas. No, no, this is for me. I'm like, okay.
You've got to remember, though, the video game industry is actually worth more per year worldwide than what it is for the cinemas, the movies. It's almost double the amount they make. So you can imagine how many people actually still play video games.
133353, are you an adult who still plays computer games?
Michael in Beaconsfield, how are you doing, brother?
Yeah, good, guys. Yourself?
Good. So you're playing computer games. What are you playing?
Well, we've got probably four Xbox Ones at home between myself and three teenagers.
Oh, God.
Okay, is that so you don't fight over the console or what?
Well, yeah, and we all like jump in and we play the same game together and have a bit of fun.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Cool.
Okay, so what games are you playing, though? You're not, like, playing Crash Bandicoot, I'm guessing.
No, well, we've got, you get the Xbox Game Pass, so you can get, like, whatever games you want, but we play Forza 5 and and what's that, Rocket League and shit like that.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Rocket League.
I've never heard of that. Yeah, right. Okay. I've just been told, Jamie, by the way, we're trying to guess. It was Fortnite is what Jamie plays.
Oh, God, can't stand that one. Matt and Bowen, you're not playing Fortnite, are you?
No.
What do you play?
Call of Duty.
Yeah, oh, that's a good series.
Oh, is that when everyone says, I'm playing COD? Is that what it is? Call of Duty?
That's it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Why? Why? How old are you? Am I allowed to ask you how old you are?
Yeah, mate, I'm 45.
Okay.
Excellent work.
So you're slowly becoming an adult.
I don't think I'll ever grow up.
Right. No.
Men never have to.
What's the appeal, though?
Mate, when we had the kids here, all the young bloke wanted was Xbox, 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 and we limited him, and then he wanted this new Flash Xbox, and we said, no. Mm. He moved out. The wife went out and bought the new Flash Xbox for us. We sat down on the first night. We thought we'd play it for an hour or two. Now, we get up at 2 o'clock in the morning for work.
Yeah.
And 1:30, we turned it off, got ready for work, and went to work.
Okay, so your wife is actually playing the Xbox as well.
Mate, she wants it more than I do.
See,
the Xbox, that is.
Couples who play together stay together, as they say. Thank you for the call, mate. You've got one of our prizes as well to our 12 days of Giffmas. Stay there for a second.
Christelle and Morani, you're still playing video games, yeah?
No, I don't, but my husband does. He's 51.
Nice work.
What games is he playing?
Well, he plays like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
He got Doom, but that scared him too much, so yeah, he couldn't look around the corner. So he stopped playing that.
Oh my God.
I like Donkey Kong like you, Jay.
Yeah, Donkey Kong's good. I like Donkey Kong. I like those sort of easy games. The fighting ones I'm really crap at. So.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't follow that.
If zombies invaded the world here in Mackay, would say, do not look to me to save you, because I would be the first person to get eaten. Like, I'm not good at those games.
I just get the feeling, say, in 10 years, 15 years' time, you'll see retirement homes with a big screen TV and an Xbox and a PlayStation next to it.
Exactly.
All right, thank you for the call this morning. I'm just surprised by how many adults are actually playing games. Oh, my God. Well, Santa Claus today, every caller we just spoke to will get a present. Thanks to our good mates at Harvey Norman Electrical in Cannonvale. Todd and the team, go see them for the great prices in town. So,
To bring out Donkey Kong on the PlayStation for you, mate. That's what they need
I'll
to do.
I'll give that a crack.
Yeah? Mm. Okay.
But those fighting ones do... I'm kind of like Christelle's husband. I'm kind of scared. Like, stuff jumps out of you. I can't deal with that. It's not good.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
The kids can... rip open the presents in about 12 days' time, which is good. What time do you normally get up?
First thing in the morning.
Yeah, really?
Straight up, yep.
What time, though? About 5?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your body clock wakes me up, and I'm like, bing! And then I'm like, everybody else in the house needs to be awake now. Wake up, Jamie. And then we usually stay for Christmas Eve at my in-law's house.
Yeah.
So we wake up the nieces and the nephews. Oh, sorry, we don't have any nephews. No, we don't. Nieces. We wake the nieces up the rest of the house and we can start opening up Christmas presents.
Okay, so that's at what time do they normally wake up?
Usually about 5:30-ish.
Okay.
We go for a traditional walk too.
Really?
Yeah.
What, to work off the Christmas breakfast?
No, this is before we eat anything.
Wow.
So we all wake up, we go for a long walk on the property and then we come back and then...
Wow, that's amazing.
Sit down and open up some gifts.
So you're doing all that after, like, that's just wrong. Like, it should be, like, 6 a.m., the cutoff time. That's when you actually open up the presents.
That's what
it used to be at my place growing up. Unfortunately, these days, the younger kids in the entire family, they sort of get a bit dirty at you if you've got to have to wake them up, because it's usually the parents that have to wake them up now.
No, I disagree. When I was younger...
Yeah.
Like, you would have to wait. Sometimes, like, we'd get up nice and early to open up the presents.
Yeah.
But if you had family coming over...
Yeah.
That's when those words come out of my mother's mouth, and I'm like, how dare you? She's like, we're not opening up any presents till Auntie Sharon and Uncle Kerry get here.
No.
No. Stuff Auntie Sharon. We're going to open up presents now.
No, it's 6 a.m. That's what I'm saying. Like, the kids are up at 6 a.m. ready to go. They're the ones opening up the presents before the...
You've got to have... No, the whole family has to be awake before you open the presents.
Well, yeah. That's like being the eldest. I had to hold off my brothers and sister a couple of times there, but from peeking, ripping off one of the corners. But yeah, in this day and age, like the kids in the family, the extended family, we all pile into the same house each year, They get narky if you wake them up before 7:30. And that's when you say, and then they're sort of whatever. It's a Christmas present.
553. What time do you open up your Christmas presents on Christmas Day? Like, what's the rule at your place? Everybody has different rules.
Yeah.
Is it you got to wait for all the other family to get there, or is it every man for them for themselves? Like every man for themselves.
Right?
So you wake up at 5, you can open your presents, or you have to wait for everybody else.
Yeah. Look, 133353 for your time.
Yeah.
We'll give you a present. Part of 12 Days of Giftmas.
Oh, Santa Claus, what are we giving away?
Jay and Dave's 12 Days of Giftmas. Every caller gets a
family pass to see Sing 2 at Birch, Carroll and Coyle Cinemas and Event Cinemas. It kicks off on Boxing Day, by the way. So 133353, we'll give you that as your present from us to you. But, yeah, the Christmas present, it's got to be 6 a.m. in the morning at the latest.
Anything later than 7 o'clock? We don't want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Just received a text message from a family member of mine.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Look out.
Before we take these calls,
yeah.
Let me just read this out. Hey, Jay. Can tell that your voice is straining a little bit this morning. What a terrible Christmas it'll be with no voice from Jay. I feel like that was an absolute stab. Does it sound like I'm losing my voice?
Oh, tiny bit. I know you're a little bit tired, but that's about it.
Okay.
I wouldn't say you're losing your voice. That could never happen, could it?
Tough gingerbread man, family member. I'll be there with my voice, loud and proud, with a megaphone too. I hope I get one of those for Christmas. You know those microphones with the speaker on the outside?
Oh, yeah.
Or one of those.
The karaoke mics, yeah.
They're so good.
They are pretty good, actually. That'd work out really well for you. You could rip that open at 6 a.m. in the morning.
You cannot escape my voice ever.
You know what? I was just thinking about this. The ex-wife's family, when we stayed there for the night, we wouldn't be able to open up the Christmas presents until 4 p.m. that day.
That's why you divorced her, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's just say that. Let's run with it.
Came down to it. All right. 133353. What time what's the rule in your house? Are you opening up your Christmas presents on Christmas Day?
Lauren is in West Mackay. What time of the day do you open up all the Christmas presents on the day?
Well, when I was living at home, my sister and I would be up just so early every single Christmas morning.
Mm.
And Mum and Dad said we can open our stockings before everyone else woke up. So that would keep us busy until everyone else woke up and we could open all of the presents.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Did you break the rules and go a little further and open up some presents?
No, but we'd definitely be snooping and we'd have files ready for us to open.
Oh, I think everybody's
all our names on it.
Yeah. Everybody's
You'd tear off just a little corner just to have a look, wouldn't you?
Not even that, though. Yeah. Like, you look at the presents and Mum and Dad are like, oh, this present over there. And you're like, no, that one next to it is my present. I've already seen the name tag on it. We've all done that before, Lauren. Thank you for the call. 133353 is the number.
Out to Andergrove with Michael. G'day, Michael.
How you going, mate?
Good. What time do you open up the presents to your place?
First one awake, lad. Wakes the family up, eh? Rip them all up.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. But what time is that, though?
Oh, it could be anywhere from 4:30 to 7:30.
Yeah, okay, right.
Who knows? Yeah, depending how big the night was the night before.
There's some strong rum in that eggnog, for sure.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. We all have those times, though, right? I think
absolutely.
I would say the average age was probably about 6 a.m.,
6:30. Well, we were told not before 6 o'clock, so we'd be up at like 5, just looking at the clock for an hour beforehand, and then run around and say, Santa Claus has been!
Well, we used to open up the creek, open the door, Mum would be asleep, we'd throw stuff at her, like not heavy stuff, but just throw stuff to try and make her wake up, like, naturally, and we're like, oh, well, since you're awake, we may as well go, I've got
the presents. Jay and Dave in the morning.
A big thank you to also Jason and Joe and the team at Anything Environmental who popped in yesterday and gave us some Christmas gifts for Christmas.
Yeah, there was no need to, but thank you very much. That was really nice. Oh, Trivial Pursuit 80s edition.
I'm so glad they dropped in the gift that they gave me. By the way, guys, I love that present. It's called Speech Breaker.
It is.
Now, there's a microphone where you've got there's a pair of headphones attached to the microphone. You put the headphones on and you've got and it's your voice. So when you're talking into it, it's your voice, but it's sort of delayed a little bit.
Right.
And it throws your actual speaking voice out. it's a game you got to have at Christmas Day, honestly. It is the funniest thing. I was getting Jamie to do it last night. I was in tears laughing. It's hilarious.
So you've given it to me, haven't you?
So I've given it to you, and I've given you a script.
Yeah.
Now, the script... The script is a commercial that we did for Anything Environmental quite some time ago.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get you to read that.
Can I just ask you, can everyone else hear what I'm hearing in these headphones?
No.
Oh, right.
It's just, and we're not meant to. But it's only for us to hear how, because when you speak, your voice goes all funny because you're trying to match what you're hearing.
Right. Okay.
Do you get what I mean?
Yes. Sometimes you hear
it
that.
It throws you out big time.
Yeah, sometimes you see that at the stadium when you're out in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
It throws you out a little bit.
Because Dave doesn't deal with delay that very well.
No.
So I thought we'd give it a crack.
Okay.
To throw you to the test, all right?
All right.
We've got a 30-second commercial. What's going to happen is when I say go, you're going to press that yellow button.
Yeah.
And then you're going to read that commercial for Anything Environmental. By the way, this will be the best commercial, guys, you've ever had read in the history of mankind. Take it away, Dave Peters.
All right. What's got music? The only locally owned and operated Containers for Change depot in Mackay. Oh, my God, this is so weird. Get the kids collecting containers over the school holidays to learn some pocket... to earn some pocket money.
Dave sounds like he's drunk.
I've got to turn this off. How do you turn it off? Turn it off!
You can't for 30 seconds. You can't do it for 30 seconds. You've got to keep it...
Oh, really? Oh, this is so bizarre.
It's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, my God.
That
is so funny. I'm going to take that off the logger. That is the most... That's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Oh, my God.
Oh, you want those for the kids?
That's a crack. I'll give it a crack later in the show.
Okay, done.
Because I'm just as bad, I can tell you.
Jay and Dave in the morning.
I'm having a dispute.
Oh, really? Oh, Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, it's nothing huge.
Oh, okay.
But when it comes to, like, everyone's creating their Christmas feasts at the moment, and we're going to make this, and you bring this, and you make this, and you bring this. And
that's what happens in a lot of families. It spreads the load over everyone else.
Yeah, but spaghetti. We're fighting over spaghetti. It's not fighting, but it's just
a disagreement
about spaghetti. My mum.
Really? Why?
Well, she makes, don't get me wrong, her spaghetti's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at my waist. Like, there's a reason why I am the way I am.
Well, spaghetti is that comfort food that everybody loves.
It has nothing to do with my mother, my weight gain. I'm going to blame it on that.
Right. Why? But what's the dispute?
The ratio with mum's spaghetti to meat is way off. Way off. So when you go to her place to have spaghetti,
right?
To me, my opinion,
there's
far too much meat compared to spaghetti. It's almost like there is a 6 kilo mince cook up with one strand of spaghetti. Like, it's just like that. Ooh, this is a nice meat with spaghetti.
Oh, are you one of these people that just has like a teaspoon of meats compared to a bowl full of spaghetti?
Well, originally spaghetti in Italy is just with sauce.
Well, yeah, that's the Neapolitan.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yum.
I don't know about that.
But less meat. So more about the spaghetti, less meat.
So what would be the ratio for you?
For me, it would be 40 meat, maybe even 30 meat, and the rest, 70%, spaghetti.
And your mother's would be what? The other way around,
70%? 94% meat, 6% spaghetti. That's what it feels like.
Well, I'm kind of on your mother's side on this one. I would much prefer the bolognese sauce.
That's what I thought I'd bring it to the jury this morning. 133-53. When it comes to spaghetti, like, where is this a national thing? Like, is this a thing that everybody is dealing with? Like, the inconsiderate and the incorrect ratio of spaghetti to meat?
Oh, hang on a second. I wouldn't say it's incorrect. I'd just say you just like the bolognese sauce more than what you do the spaghetti strands themselves.
But I like the spaghetti more than the actual sauce, though, and the meat. It just seems, what's the best ratio? When it comes to spaghetti and your meat, what's the best ratio for that?
Can we just rule out 50-50?
Yeah, you can't be a 50-50 person. You can't be sitting on the fence.
No, you can't have the same amount of spaghetti and the same amount of sauce. Yeah. It's just not right.
We're not here to make friends.
No.
We just want to...
Go have a salad.
Yeah, exactly right. Please, who are you? If you have an opinion that's not 50-50,
yeah,
and you're more towards spaghetti or more towards the meat, 133-53.
See, I'm more, say, 80% meats, 20% spaghetti.
That's far too much.
No, it's not.
You may as well just eat, like, the tub of meat that you buy from the butcher.
Yeah.
Cook that up and just eat that by itself.
Well, like that would be nice. But you need a little bit of spaghetti there too.
Yeah, but you're saying 20%.
Yeah.
That's not very much at all.
Well, it doesn't have to be much. Just that little bit.
Otherwise, that's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. No. Like, that's how much meat there is. It's true, compared to...
All right, look, Tracy is in Richmond. Tracy, spaghetti and meat ratio, what is it for you?
About 20% meat.
Oh, see, that's not enough.
20%? No, that's good. That is a good ratio.
If you add tinned tomatoes or fresh tomatoes, garlic, olive oil, it's perfect.
Mm. But what about the meat itself?
Well, the tomato and the juices from that make the sauce.
See?
No, you've got to have minced meat with it.
No, I just think, like, the meat shouldn't be the star of it. It should be the spaghetti.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's like, what the Italians do.
Yeah, exactly right. That some nonna or somebody that you love has pressed that and kneaded it out themselves. And, you know, that's
Tracy,
that's...
are you a nonna?
No.
Oh, okay.
See, that, I'm telling you, I think for not you, not yet. Okay, was that a hint to the kids or what? 133-53 is the phone number this morning.
Let's go to West Mackay with Craig, mate. Meat versus spaghetti. Which way do you go? What's the ratio?
Meat.
Nice work.
You've got to have some spaghetti in there, though.
Yeah, just a couple of strands.
Oh, my God, Craig. Honestly. Like, doesn't that bound you? Oh, don't answer that.
Craig, I'm with you, mate. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Don't go there. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't want to answer. People having their breakfast right now. Thank you for the call there. Our Facebook page, what are people saying on Facebook?
Well, more meat than pasta, says Tash. 50% meat, 40% spaghetti, 10% cheese, says Haley. And Chanel's saying two-thirds pasta, one-third meat. That's just wrong.
See? Who said maths was never going to be used in your life, eh? Well, there you go, folks. That's another podcast for the Jay and Dave Breakfast Show. We are on break until we return on January 17. But to keep you occupied over the next few weeks, just keep listening to the podcast. And, of course, you can catch us live on Monday the 17th of January.